Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Yeah, look at that. I just got out of the shower. Hey, what is today? Tuesday? It's Tuesday here on the show. And we got a lot to get into. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we got a lot to talk about, including Lance has some thoughts on Raw last night and the return of, well, Ron Killings, actually. He'll be the truth Ron Killings, but they did a really interesting thing on the show last night, and I'll give my thoughts since we talked about it with Dave last night, and then we'll hear what Lance has to say about it. But we got that. We've got some ratings notes, everybody's favorite. Not a lot, just how SmackDown did. And we've got NXT coming up tonight. We got another 4 hours of AEW coming up tomorrow. We'll give you the lineup for both of those shows, as well as the King of the Ring tournament and Queen of the Ring tournament. There are a lot of people in the Queen of the Ring, but we're already almost at the semifinals. So we'll talk about that. Plus, NWA has a streaming deal. We'll do the Raw report and so much more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. So get a hold of us if you have questions for myself or Lance. We got F4WOnline@gmail.com is the email, F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and $10 Father's Day cameos, everybody. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez and Lance Storm here. Yes. Lance is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about. And I guess we'll start with old truth. So here's what happened last night. It was bizarre. So they're doing the show, and, you know, they mentioned that Truth is back. They had a big video package at the beginning of the show, recapped everything from the weekend. And then as the show goes on, the announcers are sitting there, and they're going over this or that or whatever. And suddenly, dude comes through the crowd, jumps on the table, he pulls off his mask, it's Truth! Place goes nuts! And he grabs the mic and he says, "Don't let nobody tell you that you don't matter. That your voice doesn't matter. They heard, they listened, they felt, they understood. I am back because of y'all," he says. They all cheer wildly.
Because of the fans.
Yeah, he was
in
actually
a good way for
yeah,
a change.
For once, yeah. So he said, "I'm back for you all. I'm also back for myself. You not only brought Truth back, you got me." He says he's been too forgiving. "I feel different. I feel alive. And for all of you who think I'm some sideshow act or gimmick," he pulls out a pair of scissors. And Michael Cole, like, both announcers back off like, "Ah! What's he gonna do?" Well, he cuts his hair off. Cuts off all his dreadlocks. Maybe I should do that. But anyway, he cuts it all off. And then he says, "Ron Killings, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Put some respect on my name." And man, I watched this. And I was like, okay, well, you know, the fans cheered. They were happy. Guy's back, making a lot of money. Good for him. You know, everyone, they had their fans got their voice heard, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, the reason that everybody was really angry that Truth left and was his contract expired and he was not renewed, everybody was so mad because they like Truth. They like that he's silly. They like that he's a gimmick. They like that he does goofy stuff.
And he's fun.
They weren't upset because, you know, they weren't getting all those great Truth matches. Nothing against the guy, but, like, he barely ever wrestled. And when he did, it was against John Cena, which was no good. He was a better John Cena than John Cena, but it was like a short match. They were into this R-Truth gimmick. He got it over. He made a big mistake 10 years ago. He said the wrong city. They gave him the gimmick of being an idiot. And he made more than the most of it and ended up making 10 years of gigantic money. They let him go. The fans got mad about it. He came back. But then, like, his first act is to not be that guy anymore? So the only thing I can figure is that he is now, and I mean, we talked about this yesterday, he wants to be able to be Ron Killings when this run is over and go out and make a lot of money as Ron Killings that he was in WWE. So there's that aspect of it. But also, I think he wants to be more serious of a character, not just a comedy geek. And I think that what needs to be done is he needs to do some of his old shtick, but now be self-aware, as opposed to before. It was like, I think he was mostly supposed to be an idiot. I think he was a little bit self-aware here and there. But I think that you can still, you know, as a baby face, you can belittle the heels and make fun of them and trick them and et cetera. But we got to be in on the joke with him. So I presume that's where they're going. We shall see. But it was definitely a very interesting return promo after everything that happened.
Yeah, the dude had the most profitable lemonade stand in history. They gave him a lemon 10, 12 years ago, and the dude made very good lemonade out of it for a lot of years. And that's my concern. It's like they really loved. He was the most fun, entertaining comedy segment on the show for a decade. They liked him. They enjoyed it. And you could tell that the audience, whenever he really pushed the R-Truth, I'm angry, put some respect on my name, I'm serious, that the crowd was a little taken aback. And I think it's a gamble, because not only is it not what was over, but it also is much more physically demanding of a guy who, while still looking really young, isn't. I hope it works out for him. And if it is just he wants to try this one time, it actually reminded me, now granted he was a lot younger at the time, but when little Guido wanted out of the FBI, Tracy and everybody, me included, thought he was crazy because he had a guaranteed easy over comedy gimmick. And Guido wanted to be the Sicilian shooter. And Paul told him, it's like, if you want to switch, you can, but if it doesn't work, you're gone. And Guido made it work. Proved me wrong and earned a lot of respect for me to Guido because he did it the way he wanted to do it.
Brother, I got a better one for you that you can talk all about. When Santana was part of Santana and Ortiz as a tag team in AEW, they were a great tag team. Great tag team. And of the two, the guy that had all of the charisma in the tag team was not Santana. And Santana decided, I want to go off on my own and be a top single star. And hey, listen, I'd tell him right now, when he decided he wanted to do that, I was like, brother, I've seen this happen 1,000 times. And like, it never works. Like, that's all great and all. It's good to have a goal. But like, brother, that ain't happening. And you know what? This guy proved me wrong. He is a singles star. He stepped foot into NXT having never been on the show before. And in one promo, like, that audience saw him as something special. And good for that guy. People can do it.
Yeah, it's a gamble. You're betting on yourself. And again, I hope it works out for Truth. I've always liked the guy. Never actually worked with him, I don't believe. But it is a gamble, though. And a brave gamble when you consider the age and so forth. It would certainly be easier for him to ride it out with comedy. I kind of joked, I even posted online that to me, the way they should have brought him back was Hunter walking backstage looking for him. No one's seen him. And he picks up his phone and calls. He's like, Ron, where are you? Why aren't you at work? He's like, what do you mean I fired you? I didn't fire you. What are you talking about? And you see Ciampa in the background giggling. And it turns out that Ron again mistook Ciampa for Triple H, and Ciampa ribbed him and fired him when he wasn't really supposed to be fired.
Well, we'll talk the rest about Raw here in a little while, but we got a couple of news notes to get into. NXT is tonight. Oba Femi versus Jasper Troy. The winner of LFG is already getting his title match. That's coming up tonight. They've probably practiced it for like 4 straight weeks, so I expect it to be pretty good. We've got Ethan Page against Sean Legacy, which should be a really good match because Sean Legacy is awesome, and Ethan Page can have a good match with literally anybody, I think, at this point. We've got the culling in action. Set your DVRs for that one. Tony D and Luca Crucifino versus Tyson and Tyreek. And then tomorrow is a four-hour AW show, which is in Portland. I kind of waffled back and forth on going, but I'm not driving 3.5 hours down to watch a four-hour show and drive 3.5 hours back to then do probably a 2.5-hour show with Dave.
That's big
not happening. But they are coming to Kent, so I will be going to those shows in about 2 weeks. Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland, MJF, Lashley, and Shelton versus Mike Bailey, Kevin Knight, and Commander MJF in the match. Okada versus Kenny Omega, contract signing. Kyle Fletcher versus Anthony Bowens. Tony Storm, Julia Hart with Mercedes on commentary or eating steak and drinking wine. I guess we'll find out. We've got Tekla versus Queen Aminata. After Queen Aminata tried to squish the spider with a shoe. That's actually what happened.
Watch the shoe.
And Mystico will be in action. I guess to tease that Mystico MJF match for Arena Mexico that they have been teasing. So that's the lineup for the next 2 days of television. And when we come back from the break, we got some other news to talk about, including some injury updates and more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dear God, I don't know why I go on the chat during the break. Chimney Christmas. People are arguing about truth, and it's like the WWE audience only wants goofy comedy. It's like, what are we talking about here? For the last 5 years, every major money program that WWE has done has been built around serious, like it's not built around comedy. The Bloodline, CM Punk and Drew and Cody, every WrestleMania main event, the top matches with all the women, none of these are built around comedy. This idea that WWE fans only want ha-ha. What are we talking about here? Every wrestling fan, it doesn't matter if it's New Japan. Who's one of the most popular wrestlers in New Japan? Yano? He is, okay? Does that mean that New Japan fans only care about the ha-ha because they love Yano and he's one of the most over guys when he comes out and does his shtick? No. Who got over? Which people, like, with not being booked, organically got over in AEW? Comedy people. The Outrunners. Timeless Tony Storm. Max and Adam Cole.
Scissor Me Daddy.
Harley and her puppet. Like, every single one of these, Orange Cassidy, every single one of these was goofy ha-ha. And the AEW fans, yes, they also love serious programs. They also love good wrestling. And they love wacky comedy. They love it in WWE. They love it in AEW. They love it in New Japan. You could probably rattle off a bunch of people in Santino! Jiminy Christmas! Stop acting like WWE is some island and its fans are weird. Their fans are exactly like AEW fans. They're exactly like New Japan fans. Wrestling fans, they want a mix of everything. They want some goofy comedy. They want some serious action. They want some big stars. They want some serious programs. They want some comedy programs. They want it all. Every fan does, okay? If you like the ha-ha in one promotion better than another, that's fine, okay? That's fine. But don't act like, oh, well, the promotion, I don't do wacky comedy that the fans get into. Of course they do. Holy smokes. What are we doing here?
Yeah. My point was more truth, I think, he was one of the most entertaining comical portions of the show. Being one of the most serious athletic parts of the show is going to be a tougher hill for him. So I wish him luck.
Zoe Stark. She tore everything, basically. Yeah. ACL, MCL, and meniscus. Scheduled 2-hour surgery took 3.5 hours. And it says, what's going to be next? Find out Monday, June 16th. So I don't know if she's going to be on TV or if she'll just have an announcement. But holy smokes, that sucks. Best of luck to her. Probably at least a year out. And there you go. We've got the women's and the men's King and Queen of the Ring tournaments. So they put these... They just put up the brackets. And like you look at the brackets and you're like, oh my God.
This is
going to be
huge.
Like a 9-month tournament. Then you realize, no, every first round match is a 4-way. And then the semifinals, it's singles matches, and the finals are a singles match. So the women's bracket, we had Rhea, Kairi, Liv, and Roxanne in one match, which was won by Roxanne. The winner of that faces the winner of Jade, Mitchin, Piper, and Nia Jax. Then we've got Charlotte, Alexa, Chelsea, and Candice facing the winner of Stephanie, Raquel, Ivy, and Asuka. Asuka's back. So, I don't know, man. That's a lot of people. And then for the men, we've got Sammy, Penta, Braun, and Dom, which was won by Sammy. The winner of that faces the winner of Randy, LA Knight, Alistair, and Carmelo. On the other side, we got Cody, Damian, Andrade, and Shinsuke. And the winner of that faces Sheamus, Rusev, Bronson, or a mystery competitor. So, You know, Dave, he had a comment about this last night. And I would say that I agree and I also disagree, okay? Yes, it's possible.
It's par for the course with you.
So what he said was, you know, I don't like these tournaments where one of the rounds is a bunch of four-way matches. Because, like, a tournament should be all singles matches. And when you open with all four-way matches, what you're essentially doing is, you know, you're making sure that the least over person always gets pinned or whatever. You don't have to beat top stars. And, you know, he's right to an extent. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I like about this tournament, actually. I agree that I would prefer if it were just a longer tournament with more singles matches. But by doing these four ways, I mean, they have put, like, a lot of big names in this tournament. And one of the complaints I've had about AEW tournaments is they'll do this big tournament, and it's like, it's eight people you know have no chance of winning, and then, like, maybe two people that do have a chance of winning, and they end up in the finals. It's like, it's very, very predictable. They don't want to beat any big stars, so it's like, well, why isn't Will Ospreay in the tournament? Why isn't Kenny Omega in the tournament? Whatever. You cannot say this about this tournament. I mean, you've got Cody in the tournament, and LA, and Randy, and Sam. I mean, you've got, like, a lot of big stars on both sides for the men and the women. And, yes, we had a four-way last night, and they did pin Kairi Sane. And I guess you could say that she was the weakest person in the match, but, I mean, she should have been on, like, a four-show win streak after returning. And the only reason she wasn't is because Zoe Stark destroyed her knee, and they had to have Kairi do a job she wasn't supposed to do. So, you know, they're in the matches, they're not these, like, the old school, you know, when Vince was around, it'd be like, we're doing a King of the Ring. These round one matches, 3 minutes with a bad finish. This round two match, 6 minutes with a bad... I mean, they had long matches on Raw, good matches, and I like that. I'd rather have that in a tournament than, you know, we're going to have a 16-person tournament or whatever. All the first-round matches are going to be geeks. They're all going to be three-minute matches. I prefer this, to be honest.
I've always had an issue. It's like it's supposed to be a singles tournament and a single elimination tournament. You should have to be eliminated to be out of the tournament. That's the whole point to doing these tournaments. When you do the four-way, you've got 3 times 4. You've got 12 people that were in this tournament that never lost to be eliminated. So to me, from a sports standpoint, it just invalidates the tournament. You know, you don't do a free throw contest, but then have a three-way one-on-one qualifier to get into a free throw contest. It's like, what are we trying to determine here? The best singles wrestler that has to be pinned in a singles match to win this tournament? Or is it someone who can, due to outside interference and stealing a pinfall, eliminate 3 other people from it? I just, from a pure sports standpoint, I don't like it. And in a lot of ways, too, by having 4 ways in the openers, the opening round is the faster, more exciting paced action than the rest of the tournament. I'm against it.
Well, I'm not going to argue any of that, but I will say that there is an alternate way they could have done this that you also would have hated, which is the 4 ways would have been qualifiers for the tournament. And then you would have said, how do you have qualifiers for a tournament? It's just the first round. Well, that's what they did here. It's just the first round. Anyway, we'll talk about Raw in a moment here. SmackDown on Friday, 1.4 million viewers, up 3% from the week prior. 0.42 in 18 to 49, which was up 23% from last week. The biggest number they have done since the show after WrestleMania, actually. And they had the College Football World Series and some other shows as well. So a good number for SmackDown. And we'll see how the shows do. Wednesday is going to be the one I'm looking at. Golly.
The second four-hour block.
That first four-hour block, guys, I told you last week, it did really well. And, you know, they're being paid to do well, okay? They're not being paid to do poorly. And if WBD is moving them around different times, different places, different slots, and it turns out that a four-hour block is what's doing the best, that could end up a permanent four-hour block. So first week could have been an aberration. We're going to find out this week, and then we'll move forward, I guess. That's a long block.
It's a long show in the middle of the week. Yeah. At least you're West Coast.
It went 3.5 hours before it hit the average for that time slot. 3.5 hours it did.
Yeah, it did really well. But, yeah.
And they even had a bigger lead-in than usual. Like, people were excited about this four-hour show. So, and hey, you know what? I'll say this. I don't want it to be 4 hours. But if it takes a four-hour show for them to advertise 7 things in advance, maybe it's not the worst thing. I know what's going on tomorrow. Like, hey, I live close enough I could drive, okay? So now my decision is based on, well, how much, you know, is a 3 half, blah, 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 blah. But it's not based on, I don't know what's going to be on the show. I know what's going to be on the show. I've had the lineup for days now. So that's good. That's a big positive. You hear me? All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. Lance saw the show. And we should probably talk a little bit about that TNA pay-per-view before we go as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I've been riding the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you built in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You're You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. All right. How was that app special?
It was quite good.
Believe with my own eyes I watched The Drifter versus Trick Williams for the TNA title in the main event.
Yes, and Trick is still our world champion.
Yes, he is.
And Santino Marella is our undisputed single director of authority in charge of TNA as he defeated that dastardly Robert Stone.
That dastardly. That's a good word. Dastardly. Well, you can check it out on TNA Plus, right?
Yes, sir.
TNA Plus.
There.
If you subscribe to the main gimmick, you can get those app specials for free, right?
Yes, sir, you can.
Yeah. All right, this Raw show opened up with John Cena coming out. And he got loud Let's Go Cena chants, but less loud Cena sucks chants. And it was evidence on TV, and I heard it from people that were in the building. I don't think this is going to be difficult to turn him back babyface. I think deep down, everybody wants it. But they shot the angle, and maybe it'll go through SummerSlam. But golly, this can't possibly go through December. There's just no way. He did the same because of the fans' gimmick. But at least this time he was mad about something new, which is that they got Truth back. And he talked about how we're down to 19 dates. Don't waste your voice. It's my farewell tour, he says. So out comes CM Punk. And CM Punk did the promo about how he's not defending the establishment, not standing up for TKO or defending billionaires. Brother, he's here for the people. And the people want that title back. And he wants a shot at John Cena. And John Cena says, well, if you want a match like that, you got to follow me to Saudi Arabia. Night of Champions. The ball's in your court, hero. You want a title match? It's going to be at Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, last night, I don't know what Dave was talking about. He was trying to push this was not about Punk always talking about how he didn't want to go to Saudi and how Cena is a heel was basically saying the only way you're getting this shot for the people is to go to Saudi. But, like, that's absolutely what this was. I mean, are you kidding me? He literally said, if you want it, it's in Saudi. Ball's in your court, hero. The idea here is that Punk doesn't want to go, but he has to for you people. They didn't say that, but like, how could you watch this and not see that that's what the story was here? So, Seth's music hit, and he came out and looked at everybody with the briefcase, and the match is on. CM Punk's going to Saudi Arabia. After a very, very famous tweet to Miz in 2020 that has long since been deleted, but you can find it on the internet.
Still making the rounds.
And
I saw a bunch of reposting.
Here. Yes.
No, you cannot. Yeah. I do find it interesting, and I don't know if they realize they're doing it, but the story of this, Punk very clearly said that title changes you and makes you a bad person, and it even made him a bad person, but he's willing to sacrifice for the people. And Gunther J's storyline is you have to be selfish and a bad person to be champion. It's like, what does that say about all the babyface champions in the world or this industry if you either have to be a horrible person to be world champ, or if you're a good person, being world champ will change you and make you a horrible person?
Well, technically, not everybody says that. I mean,
but that's the current storyline with both world titles.
Kind of. Well, the Gunther one is slightly different, okay? The Gunther one is slightly different. To Gunther, the title means everything to him. And so everything he does, he's only thinking about the championship. Whereas Jay is supposed to be the champion, but all he thinks about is other people. So it's not so much that you have to be a bad person.
You have to be selfish.
But like, yeah, you have to be thinking
that's
about
not a good
the belt.
Quality, Brian.
Well, it is when the belt is the most important thing in your life. When the mat is sacred. Anyway, who cares? Chad Gable faced AJ Styles. And last week, El Grande Americano loaded his mask and pinned AJ. This week, Chad Gable lost. He was hit with the Styles Clash and pinned.
Clean
and
this, finish.
The storyline, which I can't figure out where they're going here, but like, it's not by accident. Chad Gable always loses, but El Grande Americano always wins, except for Money in the Bank, but that was multi-person. But in singles matches, you can't beat El Grande, but in singles matches, Chad can't win. So it is, they're going somewhere with this, but I haven't figured out where.
Assuming it's the same person.
Roxanne and Liv are still having issues, which leads to a four-way. Liv, Roxanne, Rhea, and Kairi, Queen of the Ring match. Kairi was doing the job. This is actually very much like an AEW match. The person who was doing the job, everyone else spent the entire match making look great. And then in the end, Kairi, like Liv and Roxanne, they don't like each other. Mostly Liv doesn't like Roxanne. But they worked together, and they actually were a successful team. And then at the end, Kairi hit the big elbow on Liv. Roxanne broke up the pin. She saved Liv, but in saving her, she got the pin and won the match. So now Liv is out of the Queen of the Ring tournament. So I thought this finish was awesome because Liv is furious that Roxanne won. But Roxanne is flat out saying, I saved you. You are going to get pinned. I just saved you. I happened to win, but I saved you. And so the dissension continues.
This could be a fun tag partners that don't get along tag team, much like Chris Candido and I. And I thought they told a really good story in this match with it, yes.
This person goes, is Sane become a jobber? Did you not listen to me a second ago? She's won every single match since she came back. The only one she didn't win, she was not supposed to lose, but someone destroyed their knee and they had to call an audible. So no, she is not a jobber. I'm sorry. We had Becky passing Waller in Theory, who's a 16-month breakup. Continues. 16 months, dude. Then we had a Nikki Bella video package. She met with Maxine and Natty, Io, as well. Becky came out for a promo. She should be happy, she says, but that bird lady, Lyra, was supposed to raise her hand, but instead she almost dislocated her shoulder and tried to kill her. She wants her to come out and do it right. So Lyra comes down the ramp, but Bailey flies in, who Becky had attacked prior to WrestleMania. Becky has been out for 2 months with a fake injury.
Bailey.
She had 2 months for the fake injury. She has now returned. She attacked Becky. Becky escaped and ran through the crowd after Lyra threw her back into the ring. A lot of Beckys and Baileys and... I got confused.
Bronsons and Bronze and...
Bronze and Bronsons and... There you go. Announcers, we're going over what happened when we had the Truth segment, which we talked about earlier. Then we had the further adventures of Roxanne and Liv. And Finn is just delighted. We had Braun Breaker, Penta, Sammy, and Dom in a King of the Ring match. And in the ring, very, very good match. There was a spot with Dom and Sammy. But maybe if you're not a worker, you didn't notice it, but they have an idea. And, like, I think they eventually did what they wanted to do, but it was a massive struggle. And Sammy is furiously trying to get Dom on the same page. And I don't know what the heck happened, but they eventually pulled it off. It was the, he went for the Blue Thunder, and then Dom countered into Three Amigos, but Sammy countered the third one into another Blue Thunder. They got it in the end, so good for them. And then finally, LA Knight shows up, and he lays out Braun with the BFT, because there had been a deal with Braun in LA on SmackDown. Sammy hit the Exploder kick, got the pin, he's in the King of the Ring. Very good match. I have one complaint about this match. And it's
another
not
another interference finish?
No, it actually irritates me way more than that. So there's two options when you are a wrestling promoter, when it comes to referees, they either do what you want them to do or they call it like it's a shoot, and if something goes wrong, whatever, okay? There's pros and cons to each. But golly, they're doing boom, boom, big spot, near fall, cradle. And then Penta hits the arm breaker on Sammy. He hits Sammy with the Made in Japan, and Dom flies in with a crucifix to try to steal the pin. And the shoulder's not perfectly down, so this ref has to be a hard ass. And he's like, nope, get that shoulder down. Get that. And finally, Dom just gives up. He's like, screw it. And he just lets go to the next spot. I was like, I get it and all. But, like, we couldn't see that the shoulder wasn't down. And that just, the momentum of these near falls, it just grinds to a halt. It just, God, I hate that.
Anyway. It was one of those situations where they were fighting so hard to get it. I'm like, this has to be the finish.
Nope.
And then when Dom gave up on it, I'm like, all right, let's see what they come up with. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't the finish. Wouldn't have been the end of the world to make a quick two and kick out, but hey.
We had a segment with Nikki Bella. She's interrupted by Liv, who is unhappy that Nikki hasn't put her over hard enough. And so they go back and forth. Liv makes a comment about how, what did she say? Made a comment about, oh, yeah, I've got everything you don't. Respect a championship and a man. Not exactly sure that one should have been brought up, but she did. And then Nikki said, I got it, you're angry, but what about your man? Who does he belong to, you or Roxanne? So they get all upset, and then Liv makes some comment about how Nikki will never be anything more than a reality show champion. And Nikki gets back in the ring. Liv immediately lays her out with the Oblivion and gets the pin. A lot of people wondering if she's going to main event Evolution. I don't think she should walk right in and main event Evolution. I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, they very clearly were talking about championships and tags. And if we're being honest, Liv and Raquel have done nothing as tag team champions. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Nikki and Brie come back and beat Liv and Raquel for the tag team titles and then put over another team after a month or two. But, yeah. Jay and Gunther for the world title was the main event. And I was told in the afternoon, I tweeted it out to my ex-subscribers, I did not know the finish of this match. But I was told, what was the exact term that I was given? Something like, very interesting finish planned for the main event. And so I did not, like, I didn't know. And I didn't get it spoiled for me. Very interesting finish for the main was what I was told. So, like, I was...
It was clean. That's interesting.
Well, I was watching it, and I was like, what's this very interesting finish? Like, is Goldberg going to run in and set up the match with Gunther? Is there going to be interference? That wouldn't be that unusual. And the unusual finish was no interference, no cheating.
Straight up.
Gunther beat this dude clean in the middle with a choke. And I was definitely surprised. It was definitely interesting. But, you know, remember when the Outrunners were really getting over? I'll talk about this after the break. Observer Live.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ay, ay, ay. Back here on the show. Hey, remember when those Outrunners were like starting to get over?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, put the titles on them. And then, you know, they didn't put the titles on them. And then, you know, about 2 months later, they really cooled off. And everybody was like, see, they shouldn't have put the titles on them. So I was like, no, actually, they should have put the titles on them, because when an act is getting over, and like, you could put the titles on them. If they cool off, you just take the titles off of them. Like, I know some people wanted more out of Jay's run, okay? But like, they made him the champion. You know, he clearly wasn't going to be like a giant business mover. Or actually, the more accurate thing is, he didn't need the championship. You think people are going to buy less of his merch? You don't think they're going to yeet for like an hour next week on every show that he goes to? He doesn't need to be the champion. The people wanted it. You built it up for 3 months. You gave it to him at WrestleMania. He got a run out of it. He got some successful title defenses. And it's time to move to the next thing. And that's okay. That's okay.
What's the expression?
It's fake.
Cry that it's over, be glad that it happened.
Exactly. It's fake. So anyway, that was that. Hey, this Friday, it'll be a fun Friday, Lance and I. So you're welcome to send in questions on that day. I'll give you the number again. We have not done text message in a long time. There's just too much to talk about. But we'll do those Friday, and maybe phone calls as well. But I will be back tomorrow with Filthy Tom, unless I decided the last second to go to Portland. So that's that. Later on tonight, the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig show. No Sean, he's covering a big story for the local news. But we have got Mid-South Season 6, Episode 27, which includes Magnum TA posing seductively on a motorcycle. So check it out. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.